Support for this KQED podcast comes from Stanford's Master of Liberal Arts, a part-time program offering adults the opportunity to earn a graduate degree in interdisciplinary study. Information session October 1st, mla.stanford.edu.
A division of an international Bay Area tech firm just set up shop down the street from my house, smack in the middle of a post-war neighborhood in the South Bay. With it, many young engineering types, mostly singles colonizing with other singles and a few young families, have been rapidly snatching up homes in our neighborhood. In fact, one of these modest, prefabricated homes with poor insulation and no storage just sold for over $2 million. But I'm not here to moan about Bay Area real estate. What troubles me is that many of these homes were owned by older retirees. And while I'm glad they're able to capitalize on this market, my young family is paying a price for the departure of an older generation. My husband and I are transplants, like many who live here. When we bought our house a decade ago, we were the only young family on our block. Across the street in both directions live couples now in their late 60s and early 70s. Down the street live a retired social worker and a retired nurse. My entire extended family lives across the Pacific, and my husband's entire family is across the Atlantic. So for my young children, it's our elderly neighbors who have provided the regular contact and interactions they're not able to get with their grandparents. It has been not just a great help to us, but my kids have been exposed to the crucial life wisdom and ethics of this older generation that I don't think they get from my own. Many of the retirees on my block play the role of grandparent figures to my children. My sons are invited to cook dinner with Alice, play cribbage with Andrew, and look through antiques with Imelda. To us, my kids have several sets of grandparents. I don't want to see any more of this older generation leave, but it is what it is, and besides, something's gained whenever something's lost. Maybe this new generation of high-tech entrepreneurs can teach my kids how to convince venture capitalists that their lemonade stand is really worth millions, even though they have no revenue whatsoever. With a perspective, I'm Isabella Hill.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio.